Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's finally Friday, the 17th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And they're willing to do things today that they weren't willing to do 2 months ago.
Donald Trump optimistic about peace with Iran and cost of living for workers to be discussed by government and unions. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, trade unions will meet employers and government today over the rising cost of living. The Labour Employer Economic Forum has been convened at the request of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, which wants concessions for workers like the package announced for hauliers and farmers last weekend. The meeting will be chaired by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, with the Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris also attending. A ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel, which came into effect at 10 o'clock last night, remains largely intact, but some violations have been reported. Lebanese military sources say Israeli shelling of villages in southern Lebanon has continued. The US president announced the 10-day ceasefire on social media. Donald Trump hinted at the possibility a ceasefire may also be on the cards with Iran.
Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them. We've got to have no nuclear weapons. If we do, that's a big factor. And they're willing to do things today that they weren't willing to do 2 months ago.
The world is on the brink of a food crisis unless the free movement of ships is allowed through the Strait of Hormuz. That's the warning from the United Nations as flows of oil, gas and fertilizer begin to diminish. David Laborde, director of the Agri-Food Economics Division at the United Nations, says supplies have to move as soon as possible or there will be significant consequences in the coming months.
But what we are really more concerned is about next 6 months and how long this crisis is going to stay, because we need to start to bring the fertilizer that are in the Strait of Hormuz around the world, starting in Asia, then in Africa and in Europe and in the US in 6 months from now.
The search for a man has been stood down after the alleged assault of Gardaí and ramming of a Garda patrol car in County Monaghan. Both Gardaí who were in the rammed patrol car, a man and a woman, are still being assessed for their injuries at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, Drogheda. Another man in his 20s remains in custody this morning. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who saw a dark grey Audi A6 with northern reg plates between Ballybay and Clontibret between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. yesterday to come forward. The funeral of Scarlett Faulkner will take place today. The young mother from Limerick will be buried at Meelick Cemetery in Clare following a funeral mass in St. Munchan's Church in Limerick. She died on Monday, surrounded by her family after she was taken off life support at Cork University Hospital last Sunday. A 16-year-old girl is before the courts, charged with assault causing serious harm to Ms. Faulkner outside the village of Bird Hill in Tipperary on March 21st. A second woman in her 40s is also charged in connection with the incident. A new initiative aims to support regeneration and breathe new life into urban centres. Property owners in Athlone, Drogheda, Dundalk, Letterkenny and Sligo can now apply for tax relief to refurbish homes and rental properties. Taoiseach Simon Harris says they can also get relief to convert buildings into homes or businesses. He has designated 5 new towns under the Living City Initiative. Over 600 SIPTU members in RTE are to vote in a protective ballot. It'll indicate if they plan to take industrial action if the broadcaster tries to further outsource core programme productions. SIPTU says it wants a healthy mix of public and for-profit broadcast production, which complement each other instead of taking an either-or approach. The union's services divisional organiser, Adrian Kane, describes RTE workers' concerns.
So we don't want the national broadcaster reduced to what's called just a publishing platform. It has to be dynamic. And for that to be done, you need to retain the type of people that we represent in RTE for it to expand and for public service broadcasting to compete in a very, very different world than what it was when it was first founded.
In space news, the Artemis 2 crew have been marvelling at their trip around the moon. The astronauts have held a news conference at NASA after splashing back down on Earth last week. Commander Reid Wiseman says what they saw behind the moon was wondrous.
We have not had that reflection time. So I'm basing this on what we saw. And when the sun eclipsed behind the moon, I think all four of us, I turned to Victor and I said, I don't think humanity has evolved to the point of being able to comprehend what we are looking at right now, because it was otherworldly and it was amazing.
In entertainment news, Victoria Beckham says she and her husband David have always tried to be the best parents as their feud with their son continues. Brooklyn has accused his mother and father of trying to ruin his relationship with his wife. He's previously said he doesn't want to make peace, accusing David and Victoria of always putting what he calls brand Beckham first. And in sport, in soccer, there will be an all-English semi-final in the Europa League after Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest secured their places in the final four. Villa beat Bologna 4-0 in their second leg to go through 7-1 on aggregate, while Forest edged past Porto 1-0 at the City Ground to progress with a 2-1 win in the tie. And Villa boss Unai Emery says he's proud of his players.
Of course, the performance collectively and playing two matches, I think is really fantastic, but difficult.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.